UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
50-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
Just one of the crews.
Getting a little warm in here. When it gets warm in here, it's perfect time to remind everybody
that fly.
Temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we have at the 93.9 Studios, otherwise known as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, thanks to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Today we got Chili's. You know what? Let me just say this, too.
I'm going to lose the battle today.
I'm going to say this really quick. Locally owned delivery.com brings the restaurant to you. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Use promo code ORDER now. $10 off your next order. Now hiring drivers. Get paid per delivery. Keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, delivery.com, your neighborhood delivered. Can I say something really quick? Just reading that. It is.
Looks like a baby. Come here, I'm gonna eat you! I'm bigger than you!
Let him do this really quick so I can talk about what I wanted to.
Come on! You're lucky, wee man!
Ah. Can I have a hug?
Dr. Evil! Let me make you a deal,
he picked the longest clip ever.
You get the mojo, you keep your money, and I'll get your baby.
Right. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, ribs. Excuse me.
Could you at least have the volume up on that one?
That's the loudest I could get.
He didn't even sing the Chili's part. Chili's, baby back, ribs. Okay, can I say something now? It is awesome to work here. When I read stuff like that, I'm reminded we are on a radio station that is now the home of the University of Louisville.
Say it again.
I get to come in here. Phil Baker is like my own personal chef Tuesday through Friday. I come in here. I sit down with Marcus Maven. Marcus gets to come in here and sit down with Steve Rummage. We both come in and tolerate Nick Valvano.
Don't forget me.
And
I'm part of the team.
I get to do this show. Thank you. And then I get to go eat this lunch. And I get to talk with the sports minds that are here, whether I disagree or agree. I would hate us. I would hate us. Like, I get it.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back.
Didn't we make a 10-second rule?
I think so.
Chili's, baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
But like, I get it. I would hate us.
Don't bury the lead, Steve.
Okay.
Don't bury the lead. Nikki, if you were like an aspiring sports guy, like, because at some point, you, myself.
I wouldn't bring the show to an ass-grinding halt on a daily basis.
That's pretty funny. No, seriously, Nikki, at some point, you watched SportsCenter back in the day, mm-hmm. and you thought, that's the coolest
oh, hell yeah.
ever.
Oh, yeah.
You thought that we saw Mike and Mike argue or something a long time ago. Everybody thinks they can do that.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody has all people who love sports have a little bit of that in them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And whatever gumbo happened in Steve's life, like when you were following recruiting,
yeah,
and you were passionate about this, or Nikki, you were watching dad, watching uncle, Your education,
a famous dad and uncle?
What I'm saying is the gumbo that makes Nikki, Steve, and Marcus makes us successful at this. Everybody's took a stab at it, argue a little debate, which maybe I can do it YouTube. Maybe I should try to get on the radio or, everybody's tried, all sports people, kind of took a shot at that.
Tipped their toe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we actually did this and people gravitated to us. They enjoyed listening to us.
And thank you.
Right.
Like this is appreciated. Like, thank you so much. We see the numbers and we have seen them lately. I don't know. I don't know which one it is.
And
go to hell.
You know what else? Listen, and here's the thing. You're at a status, Steve. You're at a status where somebody can listen to you all day just to hate on you.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what level that is? When somebody who doesn't like you,
yeah,
doesn't like your opinion, can listen all day long.
Still, and compelled to listen
and
to.
And does.
Right.
Like, and you will sit there and listen to everything we say.
And here's the thing. Just to disagree.
And just be brutally pissed that we like U of L. No, James, we're not talking about you. Calm down.
Right.
Hey, can I give James another voice?
I'm listening.
James is like,
hey, it's not about me. I'm going to come in today. I'm going to be really pissed off.
Sorry, James.
Give me another Bush Light.
No.
I'm sorry, James.
Listen, that's a successful thing. And like you said,
James is the same way. I mean, he's got people who does him that way on the coach side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I mean,
I want his spot bad.
Yeah, it's like, dude,
I'm going to listen to Marcus and Steve and I want their spot and I wish I could do what they do. And I'm just trying to convince everybody that they ain't all that. You're wrong.
Yeah.
They like Kenny Payne, jackasses.
Yeah. Yeah, you got me. I don't know. I just don't have the need to just sit around and just piss all over everything.
Okay, so here's the thing. I got to ask you a question.
Unless you win 5 games 2 years in a row, then I'm going to get pissed off.
Okay, speaking of games, speaking of 5 games 2 years in a row, Steve, let's do this right now. We're going to do a ranking.
South Park's about to sue Steve. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
I thought about South Park when you did that.
That's hilarious.
Butters. So, Steve.
That was Butters one.
Yes. Butters. That was Butters.
That was Butters. I was going Carmen.
Get Steve's voice and get the Butters and put them side by side.
Good. That was pretty good.
Can you do that, Nikki?
Sorry, my mom made me be Carmen as a kid. It was rough time.
Steve, out of the football season.
Okay.
The number one game you want the most.
Oh, Clemson.
You want Clemson more than Kentucky? I just knew you would go Kentucky first.
You're probably right.
You want Clemson more than you want Kentucky?
Man.
No, you thought it, though.
I know.
You thought it.
Gosh.
Texters, right now, Clemson or Kentucky?
Okay.
Wait, caveats.
Let me say this, though.
Top five Clemson or an unranked Kentucky?
Yeah, top five Clemson. Let me tell you why. Because Jack and I had this conversation before the show, mm-hmm. and since it's summer and we're gonna rivalry
we're gonna
a little
fun.
Bit, Jack and I had this conversation because like my guy James, I heard him yesterday. He was mad because they put him fifth in the East, right? I don't think Kentucky finished fifth in the East. I think they're a little better than that. Not much better, but a little better than
that. Their quarterback went in the top 7.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm like, my father-in-law does this. I'm like, Kentucky fans really do believe that they are relevant nationally in college football. They're almost there. And look, I'm going to metaphorically and physically.
What did the big dog say? We're almost
there. I'm taking my red colored glasses off and setting them down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Physically and metaphorically. I can't even read now. I can't even see the text line. But here's the thing. Listen. They believe that. Well, last year we won 10 games. Well, the year before you won 6. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're just like, we're just three, you know what I mean? Like, you're not a nationally relevant program whatsoever. That means, and like me and Jack were talking about, it was like, even the year, okay, you got, here's what they get a game, okay? For instance, it's Benny Snell, Josh Allen, studs.
Mm-hmm.
They got a shot to be, Georgia's coming to town. We got a shot to be, Georgia kicked their ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Georgia just walked in and stomped them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kentucky scored a couple times at the end to cut it to 10.
Listen.
You know, I'm talking about the one at Kentucky.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, not the one last year. They're supposed to be a 10-win team, you know, all this stuff. They win. They go to Georgia, they get stomped. You're like, dude, Georgia's way better than you. Like, you know, so nationally, people don't care. They'll still look at Kentucky and go, what are they? Probably fifth in the East. Like, they don't, I mean, again, all right, I'll put my glasses back on now so I can rivalry.
So you don't
again.
Think that came from actual detailed, let me check Kentucky out.
No, just, like, yeah.
Their
like,
first response was fifth or sixth.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody cares. It's like, okay, cool. Like, so to me, yes, I hate locally losing to Kentucky, but a win against the top five Clemson, personally, yes. Steve Rummage
yes.
would rather beat Kentucky because then I can, shut your mouth, you know, whatever.
You think the Clemson win would be fluke?
Nationally, nobody. It would matter if you beat Clemson top five.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that you lose to Kentucky. They're like, nah, whatever. It's Kentucky.
No one cares!
Or if you beat Kentucky. What did I say? Lose to Kentucky.
Yeah,
I meant beat Kentucky. Nobody cares if you beat Kentucky.
You're like,
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
But nationally, that win over top five Clemson will carry a whole lot more weight than
in the world, in the football world.
Yeah, even than that loss that you may take to Kentucky later. Yep. They're still going to go, yeah, well, they slipped up in the rivalry game, whatever, Kentucky
okay,
played.
Okay, well, what about number 17 Clemson?
Now you're
you're
tipping a little bit.
Yeah.
You're tipping a little bit.
Because that means it's a very down year for Clemson if they're 17.
Yeah, you're tipping. That's like this year. If you had beat Clemson, it would have been a big deal for us.
Yeah.
But the juice wouldn't have been, you know, what it would have been.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay, so last ranking. Before you get to the last ranking, do I need to take that call?
You do need to take that call.
Who is it?
You need to take that call.
Here we go.
That's Miss Reeves.
Here we go.
Miss Reeves.
Hey, Marcus.
What? Is it the whole family?
It is.
What are y'all doing? What's going on in Clarksville?
We headed to Nashville. They want to just jump on and say, hey.
Who's in here?
My mom, Auntie Cookie, Aunt Abby, and Aunt Pepper.
Hey.
And it's another carload of five. They're ahead of us.
Listen, hey, everybody. I want y'all on the night show soon, okay?
He said y'all have to come on the night show.
Whatever. You ready?
I'll behave myself, I promise.
All right.
That's
awesome.
I'm really bringing them on too.
No, that's amazing.
I'm gonna bring the whole squad.
Yeah. How awesome is that?
I want to go to Nashville now.
Nashville's.
I want to go back to Nashville,
dude. It's the best. No, it's not the best, but it's the best for what it is.
Everybody was listening to that conversation about the room. She really didn't know.
That's brutal
about the hotel room. He got me. Is that Jalen's fault or mine? I should have kept my mouth shut, huh? I should have kept my mouth shut. Okay, so number one, Steve, number one's Clemson still?
I mean, for my own.
Where do you draw the line at? Top, okay, it has to be a top 12 Clemson?
Yeah, because getting back on track locally.
That's
rivalry.
That's a big deal, too, though.
It is a big deal.
But the Clemson, I keep my recruits with Clemson. I keep all my recruits with Clemson.
Yeah.
I keep all my national respect.
Yeah.
Listen, and again, Steve, I talked about it yesterday. I cannot. Look at that. Look at, oh, God. No. Listen, Steve. Listen, listen. No, it was another clip.
Okay, okay.
Listen, Steve. I was talking about how people have a different memory of Lamar Jackson's final year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody will bring that up, and the first thing they say is a disappointing ending.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, the Lamar Jackson experience was so odd. Like, we were winning games, right?
Yeah.
And people were talking about his 3-4 arid throws and how that's not going to get him in the league. So I'm enjoying these wins. I'm enjoying a 21-point lead against Boston College when Lamar just broke it up the middle at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So I enjoyed the wins. And it's like somebody who was sitting around waiting for Lamar Jackson to lose.
Yeah.
Finally got their loss at the end of the year and was like, see? And I'm like, so in your brain, all you have is the Kentucky loss, and I barely even remember that.
Well, you know, you had that because it was Houston, Kentucky, then LSU.
I forgot about LSU.
You beat Houston, lose to Kentucky, go to the Orange Bowl. That Kentucky loss would have gotten locally, it wouldn't have, but it wouldn't be looked at the same. Like, imagine you beat Houston, lose to Kentucky, then you go win the Orange Bowl.
I wanted Michigan that year, too.
I know.
I wanted Michigan.
I mean, it's still, don't get me wrong, locally, that game's going to trump, though. Like, it will get talked about. Like, I'm not saying that.
I don't know why I wasn't pissy, why I haven't been so upset. Do you know, I mean, you were sitting with me, like, do you know why I wasn't so angry?
At what?
At the Kentucky loss, the Lamar Jackson Kentucky
loss.
No,
I wasn't with you on that one. I took Elijah to that one. Oh. Just me and him up in the stands. It was terrible.
That's probably why I'm so bad for you. Yeah. Listen, maybe I just knew this whole thing was coming to an end.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah. Yeah, I could see Lamar for the last time.
Again, though, let me repeat. What I cannot watch again, though, is Kentucky run over my team.
So Kentucky's back up number one? You need that win?
No, I just cannot watch them run over my team. Like, listen. If you want to beat a top five Clemson in Death Valley, and if you go there, and if Kentucky's respectable, and they get you a Commonwealth, whatever, you know, it's like, all right, whatever, you know, you're like, kind of move on. But like, I cannot watch them line
right
up
now,
and run them.
Clemson, Kentucky.
Not for the program, for Steve Rummage, it's Kentucky. Like, okay. It's always Kentucky. Yeah, okay. I want to be Kentucky. Okay, so Kentucky. That way I don't have to hear it. I don't want to hear your mouth. Shut up. We beat you. Keep your mouth shut. Yeah.
Okay, then who's third? Is it Florida State?
Ooh, it might be that UCF game.
In the bounce house?
It might be.
Over Florida State?
I think that one's
because we proved ourselves against Florida State?
Yeah. And I think that one, and Florida State's not going to be ranked. Mm-hmm. UCF probably will be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one will be.
Really? Okay, this is a good one to bounce
I'm
around.
I'm going to expect you beat Syracuse. I don't think I'm asking. I give Syracuse a lot of, okay, there and all that stuff, yep. Opening night. And you say it all the time. Week one, nobody knows they're bad.
Yep.
Everybody thinks they're good.
Yep.
You know, Steve Rummage thinks Alabama has a bunch of young receivers.
A young receiver. Yeah,
yeah, that aren't very good.
Yeah, he didn't realize the greatest receiving corps.
He was the greatest receiving corps of all time. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay. So I was wrong. they got me. But something tells me Clemson or Syracuse doesn't have that.
Right.
So I'm going to expect to win that game. That week two game. On a Friday night, people are still starving for football. That just got 1 week. Then you're going to get an NFL Thursday night game. Then Friday night, Louisville and UCF, sexy. It's a sexy game, you know. UCF.
And it's going to be packed.
It's packed. It's going to be
hot.
Rocking. Louisville's going to come in there with their red,
it's
white.
It's
going to
be hot.
I know. Like, it's going to be a very aesthetically pretty game. I think that's one, like, that might be, because that one will set the tone. You go in there and beat a top 25 UCF team week two. Now I'm 2-0. Now we start. Now we start talking. You know, and now I'm coming back home 2-0. And my point with this is, I know this is not fair, but if you win that one, I think that parlays into Florida State. You know what I'm saying? Because you come back 2-0, I think Florida State's a sellout. You know? I think it's a sellout, 2-0. I'm coming back now Friday night.
So UCF is your number three?
I think so, yeah.
Then Florida State?
Yeah.
It's four.
No.
Okay, who's four? North Carolina State?
That's I was thinking about going there because you're going to come off that Clemson game. I need momentum to stick. Senior night, I need to get that dub late because NC State is sandwiched right in between Kentucky and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
You could lose both those games. I need that home game against NC State, so that's probably next for me.
Then Florida State.
Probably, because it's a Friday night game. See, and this is why I break them down in segments. Mm-hmm. Do you notice what we've done? We've completely ignored the middle segment. Just completely ignored
The Wake and the
Wake, Boston College,
yep.
Virginia, and Pitt. Not in that order. We've Pitt. Completely ignored
Pitt.
Ignored that.
I want Pitt more than Florida State.
Yeah,
I just realized that.
Okay,
I want Pitt more than Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pitt.
I mean, yeah.
I want Pitt more. I swear, was it Monty Montgomery? He had him down.
Somebody wants to know what you gave for a wedding gift, by the way. We'll get to that later. His time.
Life.
Yeah, fair enough. Monty Montgomery.
Is that who had that Pittsburgh guy down that year and he got up and ran?
No. That was big. No, he only played. He was SEC transfer. He was a DB.
No, it was Yaya Diaby.
No.
You know what I'm talking about? The little tackle that ended up being a touchdown?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
It was at Pittsburgh. It was the COVID year. It's 2020. Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
we tackled them.
I remember the play.
Because I just think, like, our... Like, that tackle changed our fortunes.
Did Abdullah tackle
him? Yasir Abdullah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, I said, yeah. It was Yasir.
And then, because the SEC guy, who I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. The corner, hard-hitting corner. That we were like, oh, man, I think he come from Auburn or somewhere. And we were like, oh, man. And he was, I mean, he was good. He was, and I was like, man, he would have cleaned that up.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking
not
about?
Our head, not Trenell Troutman.
No. But this guy, I'm almost positive he transferred from the SEC. I think he transferred from like Auburn. I cannot believe. This is embarrassing. I can't remember his name.
Pittsburgh. Yep. I want Pittsburgh next.
Yeah.
North Carolina State, Pittsburgh.
That's a good.
Then Florida
that's
State.
A good Middle Earth one. Yeah. But you know what we're learning too? Boston College, Wake, and Virginia just don't.
Yep.
They just don't do it for, for you. You know,
you want Syracuse over them because it's the first game.
It's the first game.
Yeah.
But I would throw Syracuse in there.
Yeah. It's like I'm Wake. You don't. You're not thrilled if you beat Wake.
No. I mean, last year we went in there and almost beat them, and they were a team that won the one day ACC.
Yeah, right.
And we would, if we win that game, it's like, yeah, good win. You know, it's like they were a top 20 team, you know. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Wake and UVA, in my mind, they're always weird, bugaboo, UVA goofy games.
Oh, I agree with that. But
UVA
I'm saying,
over Wake all day.
Like when we put together games in our head, like games we want to win, you notice when you talk to people in the fan base, it's like you don't really bring them up.
Right.
It wasn't. No, Josh Harvey Clemens is on the right track, but it was after him. This is going to drive me insane.
UVA, Wake, then Boston College.
Somebody ask Blankenbaker.
Is my last one.
I'll ask Blankenbaker.
And then James Madison.
The DB transferred from Auburn. I think it was Auburn. This is killing me. It's literally going to drive me insane.
I'll summon him. Blank!
This is going to drive me nuts. I hate this is the type of stuff I hate being
got
on the radio.
Got a football question.
Hard hitting defensive back.
Wait. Say it now.
Okay.
Hard hitting defensive back that transferred from
Auburn. I think it was Auburn he come from.
He was here in like 2020.
It was COVID year. Corner.
Auburn?
I think it was Auburn. It might not have been Auburn. It was SEC transfer though.
Okay.
This is how it started. We were talking about
I know what we're talking about. All right. He got roasted by Miami.
Marlin character.
It was Marlin.
Marlin.
It was Marlin.
That's it.
And he He's with the Chiefs, I think.
Yes.
For the moment. I don't know. I think he might have been on practice squad last year.
Did he come from
Shaq
Auburn?
Wiggins.
Yeah. No, Shaq Wiggins came from Georgia.
Yeah, they were before him and
Harvey Clemens. That was with Grantham. Yeah. Character was an Auburn commit. I don't even know. He might have played there.
Might not even played there.
Yeah, I don't think he might have committed there and signed there and then had to leave.
Who was the guy that made the tackle at Pittsburgh that it wasn't a tackle and the guy got up and ran to the end zone?
That was Yassir. He had him down, tackled him on top of his body, got up and ran.
I felt like all our season fortunes changed on that play.
You know, that might have been Addison. That might have been Biletnikoff winner. We got to go back and look and see.
Yeah, because he would have been a year.
He was
young.
He had six catches for like 83 and two touchdowns against us. I think I got to go back and see if that was Addison, but I don't have that's off the top of my head.
Let me ask you real quick, just while you're in here, because this is the conversation we're having. We're talking about wins, like Kentucky and Clemson are going to be everybody's 1-2 answer in order.
If you give them a win,
yeah. But after
we're
that,
just ranking like teams you want to beat the most.
After that,
who's number one?
I mean, I want to beat Wake Forest so bad. I can't
really
because it pissed me off that 1 second thing. That's Dave Clawson.
Okay, so
you're putting
revenge.
Wake Forest.
I mean, if you guarantee me a win, I want to beat Clemson.
Well,
sure.
No, okay. We're taking Clemson and Kentucky out of because let me give you.
But like, we might beat Wake Forest without the guarantee.
See,
you know what I mean?
UCF because I was like week two.
Yeah.
Week two, I think we beat Syracuse. Week two, UCF. Like, I don't know why. Like, people are laughing.
Would you rather beat Wake Forest or UCF?
I would rather beat Wake Forest just because I want to beat them so bad I can't even taste it. But for the program benefit, like you give me, like if you can go 2-0.
Yeah.
Going to Florida State on Friday night, the buzz that's going to happen here
probably
on this campus is going to be outrageous. Might be the first ever sellout we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
60,000 people would be a big recruit weekend because it's the first home game that we have. We only have six this year, so we're going to load it up. So you give me those two wins because I know what the third game means, and I think we can beat – I think we can get there, and I think we can beat Florida State too. I mean, Jordan Travis is – it's going to be tough. I mean, Florida State, this will be the toughest Florida State game we've had in a while.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be loaded. But we're loaded, too.
Well, we've
had
two bad years when we beat Florida State. So it's like, it's not insane that we expect to.
That's right.
By the way,
when we play Florida State, you know Sat's going to be like, where's Greedy on that field?
Oh, yeah. Just pick on him
that way.
All day.
We're running that way.
That is true.
Hey, halfback sweep to
that
the wherever side Greedy's on.
That is
you
true.
You know, find out
where
Greedy
they're going to be attacking Florida State's going to be attacking
Brian Lee.
Yeah, but the difference
is. But Brian Lee can tackle.
Yeah, and the difference is Greedy's probably going to start for them. Brownlee's not going to start for us. No?
He's going to be in our two deep rotation.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think he'd be a starter. Like, Greedy's probably going to start for them.
Yeah. Brownlee's going to be important for us.
Oh, big time.
Especially if
Petro's
not ready right away.
If
Petro's not ready right away, we're going to need Brownlee. But, no, I don't know, man. That's tough because I'd really like to beat NC State down the stretch.
Yep.
Important game.
Yep.
You know, if things go our way, what I don't want to have happen is you get to Clemson, NC State, Kentucky, have a good year,
and lose those
and then
three.
Collapse.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hey, it's just like 2016. See what happened? They had a really nice year, and then they don't have the depth. And then it's like, oh, well, but that's where
that's
our
why I think
backloaded.
NC State's so important because you probably don't win both Clemson and Kentucky. You might, but you probably don't. So
I would kill for a win in Death Valley.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But you get that NC State game, like that. That's big time.
Yeah.
That's big time. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Are they going to be ranked at the end of the year? North Carolina State. You think?
I mean,
I think you're going to see some people vote for them to win the Atlantic this week.
Yeah.
On their ACC ballot. Now I'm going to vote for Clemson. I have my ballot in the other room. I'm going to vote for Clemson,
Sprinkle
and I'm going to vote
there.
For our guys, Chandler, Caleb, Yassir.
Are you ready to be a full biased work for what we're going to call it? High Five.
High5.com.
Oh, High5.com.
We're starting our recruiting service.
Now,
yes,
Mark,
Pierce Clarkson, number one.
Yes. Mark,
number one.
Now listen,
over Malachi Nelson and Archie.
On the air, we're hiring you on as a neutral recruiting guy.
Yeah, neutral.
Yes. So High5.com.
Pretty sure
Adonijah Green, number one outside linebacker.
Number one rusher.
In your top five.
Your dream school.
Yeah.
It's the dream school.
You want to get into the top five of the high five?
Yeah.
You need to list Louisville.
Yeah, dream school. All right. Yeah, high five recruiting. All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, let's go to break. Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. A little bit of housekeeping as we clean up. Nikki efforted us a little bit of sound that we had.
Ooh, I want
to
hear it.
We had to do a little sound check. The genius of Nikki V takes place right now.
Yeah, man. Sorry about me. I'm going to come in today. I'm going to be really pissed off.
Sorry, Jim.
Get me another Bush Light.
Who's the kid with a heart full of magic? Everyone knows it's Butter.
That's me. Loo, 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 I've got some splish splash. Loo, 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 splish splash in more. Hey, ugly.
Everyone knows it's Butter.
Get me another Bush Light.
What was Butters when he was that character like Dr. Doom?
Professor Chaos.
Yeah,
my general disarray.
My favorite episode is when he kept getting grounded for his stupid look on his face.
He's like, it's just my face.
Butters,
get that stupid look off your face. He's like, I can't. It's just my face.
What was the one when Butters caught his dad wrestling?
I don't know.
Was that the movie?
I don't know. I think it was an episode. That was part of the montage. I could not play that.
Don't play that.
It's like Nick's favorite episode, Lemmy Winks.
I forgot about Lemmy Winks.
Okay,
Lemmy Winks.
By the way, if you've never played it, the South Park video games are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
They are absolutely. It's like playing an interactive 4-hour long South Park episode that is pee your pants funny.
Well, speaking of immature and babies.
Oh. Oh, here we go.
It's time. It's time. I've been extremely uncomfortable with these babies being left in the studio. Mm. I've let it be known that I've been uncomfortable with it. Shut up, Steve. I motion anybody. Drew, anybody, when we find out who's leaving these babies, they should be fired immediately.
They have butt cheeks.
They should be fired immediately. Fired. Fired.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the cameras. Fired. They're making me uncomfortable. And in work environment, where's Phil Baker at? Not only because I want Chili's, I want to talk to HR about this.
Is it a boy or girl, Steve?
It's neutral.
Nikki, do you think they should be fired?
No, but I feel like they should be reprimanded because I always take the flack for crap like this, and it wasn't me for once.
You know what you sound
like? I think a nice slap on the wrist, a hearty slap on the wrist.
You know what? You're guilty, and let me tell you why. I watch The Office. You watch The Office. Now I watch The Office.
When they're bought by Saber, you know what Mama June says? Who is the who takes over? They have a whistleblower, and she says, "When Mama was back as doing my job as a warden back in the day, she said, is what I do is, or Mama Joe, that's what it was, Joe. She says, you know what I do? She said we would take the person. She said we would put them up, and we would say, hey, what do you think we should do to this person who did this? And she said, if they come back and they said, well, Mama Joe, I think you should bring the long hammer of the law down on them. She said, not guilty.
Not guilty.
She said, but if they say, well, you know, and she used the words, well, you know, a little slap on the wrist or something.
Slap on the wrist.
She said, then that is
the fire guilty party. Fire the stupid ass.
No.
You
just told on yourself.
Yep.
I'm not the baby bandit.
Baby bandit.
You listen, you know of the baby.
Is Nick Valvano Unless why? Nick Valvano wants to give up the actual culprit.
Why else would now Nick Valvano say a slap on the wrist?
You're turning me into the fugitive. Now I'm hunting down some one-armed man that shot my family.
Xavier. Nick Valvano is the baby bandit. The case is closed.
Now I have to...
Now you have to what? Tell on who it was?
No, I have to find out who it is. Steve's going to have me cornered at like a drain pipe, and I'm going to have to jump down. And
he's got to tell. He's got to find who it is. Not all this. You're saying all the right things.
Right.
You're saying all the right things.
The imaginary hunt.
So what do you do? Do you come back in here at night, or do you just do it early?
No.
Do you do it after we leave when you know?
When would I do that?
Slap on the wrist.
Why would I just slap on it?
Listen, I just told you that the babies make me uncomfortable, and in a workplace, that if you're being made uncomfortable, people should get fired, and you're talking about slap on the wrist.
It's
you.
I get accused of a lot of crap around here, and I haven't done a lot of it, but I also have done some crap.
Sure.
And quite honestly, if we're firing people because of leaving babies around, I imagine I'd have to go to at least a couple of sensitivity trainings for pissing in the sink.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't think we should, if the baby bandit gets something, then, PP Man probably is going to get something too.
Yeah, or if PP Man is Baby Man, then we know who it is.
It's so not me.
This is very easy.
I don't even know where you get those.
Nick. Listen, now you're trying too hard.
Nick.
I don't even know where you buy babies. Where would you even buy little babies?
How are babies even made, Steve?
Listen. Nick, case is closed for me. Nick Valvano's the baby guy.
Now I'm going to have to find them. No, you know what? I'm going to be dusting for freaking fingerprints on this one.
You're going to write a book? If I was the baby guy.
If I did it.
This is how I would do it.
Nikki Simpson.
Yeah, I know.
Just me on the cover. Wait a minute. Bunch of babies in my hands.
We can't do Nikki.
Yes. Yes. Nikki is.
Fair enough.
What are you going to do?
We already did it.
It's over.
Yeah, the joke is gone.
All right. Well, anyways. Baby guy Nick. I'm just glad. But we knew it would smoke him out. We knew it would smoke him out. So that was perfect. So now we know. So good job, Nick. But it was clever. I will say. I will give you credit because it did have some people feeling uncomfortable. Like you did. You did good. You did good. you did good.
Now I gotta find out who it was.
I know. Yeah. No. Kudos to you, man. Kudos to you.
I will not rest.
It was good. It was good. It was a good joke, and it went a while. It did go a while.
I'm gonna be like Batman. There's gonna be some poor beat up Asian man tied up outside, and I'm just gonna, in the Dark Knight. I'm gonna find it, and I will go to the ends of the earth to find Baby Man and clear my name.
I'm proud of you for sticking with it too. But
as always,
this was good.
81.50. 93.9 is always the number. 38.31. 93.9 is always the text line. The YouTube channel is definitely made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Don't get too close to baby guy.
Where do the babies come from? Seriously.
Got
it. What'd he say?
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.